more things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Senate Republican coronavirus relief bill includes another round of direct payments, lower enhanced unemployment benefits, and no new money for state and local governments. It's a third the size of what House Democrats passed weeks ago.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell challenged Democrats to step up.
I hope this strong proposal will occasion a real response.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is blasting the GOP plan.
The Republican plan is weak tea when our problems need a much stronger brew.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A woman swimming off an island in Maine is killed in what's believed to have been a shark attack.
Marine Patrol says kayakers nearby rushed out and brought her to shore. First responders pronounced her dead on the scene. Marine Patrol is now warning swimmers and boaters to use caution in the area and stay away from schools of fish and seals.
Fox 23 Maine's Kara Bracken. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome back to SportsCenter with our MLB update. The Marlins and Orioles score on Monday, postponed. And the Phillies and Yankees score, postponed. And the scores in the rest of the league, MLB 0, COVID-19.
That's clever.
I want to know who was the jerk on the Marlins that went out and exposed themselves to that and then brought it back to the team for everybody else.
You're allowed to go to COVID parties, aren't you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. No problem there. It is 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. We solved a mystery here in the building, but we're going to, that's a tease. See, we want you to stay in suspense.
The murder flies.
Yeah, we had a really weird situation develop.
Not standard house fly size.
Mm-mm.
No.
Rather large.
No, these
were like broadcast entity large.
How big were they? They didn't really buzz.
Leon's getting.
How about if I just run the board for you guys?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Already a few light showers roaming around on the radar this morning. Nothing heavy right now. I think we're going to see an active radar today. And today I mean that. Yesterday didn't, there weren't as many showers as I expected. But I think all signs point to a very active day today. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, especially numerous by this afternoon and this evening, with locally heavy downpours. High in the upper 80s, held down by clouds and showers a bit. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, more scattered showers and storms. A generous supply, high in the upper 80s. By late week and into the weekend, the number of storms will start to thin out. A little less each day, and back to a routine pattern over the weekend of just spotty storms. And back to the low to mid-90s. Right now, this morning, you're probably wondering what the current conditions are. So am I. Let's take a look out at the airport here. We're going to the airport. It's 75 degrees with calm winds and partly cloudy skies here at 609.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
What day of the week is it?
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
What is that?
Best day of my life.
Taco Tuesday is nice.
Taco Tuesday.
Stop it! Stop it!
Taco Tuesday.
Stop it, stop it.
You're making me so hungry.
It's making me hungry.
Hungry for something new. Hungry for...
Show a show.
Come on, everyone.
Let's go.
Shall we explain the mystery of the flies? Somebody was the Lord of the Flies in the building yesterday. This weird thing happened. We had in our kitchen.
It was over the weekend. I noticed it when I was in here Saturday. And I was perplexed. I didn't understand. First off, I thought they were fake. I thought it was a joke. Honestly, my first thought was Eddie Bader. It really was. I thought, oh, he came in here with some fake flies and stuck them on the counter because they were just so large. And then I realized, no, those are real. And then I started seeing more of them. Yeah. And then when I came in Monday, I was like, oh, goodness, there's even more.
Did somebody go through with Raid or yesterday or whatever you
fly killed? Swatter.
Fly? Oh, fly swatters.
Fly swatters.
Fly swatters.
So one at a
time. Wow, when I was a boy, I remember fly swatters.
That was Fresh from downstairs with his fly swatter.
A Fresh fly swatter?
Yeah, he was trying to do that.
I personally think, or at least my initial reaction was, this is Satan. Because, I'm at home. I'm thinking to myself, could it be Satan? Because if you recall the movie Amityville Horror, what was the thing there?
The fly.
The flies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when I was in the kitchen, I was listening for a voice yesterday that might say, out. When you hear that, you know you got issues that are bigger than just flies.
Did you ever see Lord of the Flies?
No. Or Lord of the Rings.
Oh, you didn't have to read it or anything?
Lord of the Dance?
It was...
Yes.
That's out of all that.
We had to read Lord of the Flies in high school.
You saw the most manly of the three lords.
You had to read Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
But nobody read it. We got the Cliff's Notes.
Oh, Cliff Notes. I was a big... consumer of Cliff
Notes.
And even
those were boring. I can't imagine what the book was like.
Is Cliff Notes still out?
It is. Yeah.
Probably online. Probably go to a website that's all yellow and black. Whatever it is you're looking for. Ow.
Do they do recent books or do they only do the books that you would do in...
I think they still continue to do recent.
You know, Clay, could I get one on Silence of the Lambs or...
I think so. I think now they cover pretty much all...
Could I get one on 50 Shades of Grey?
I'll let you research that, Jay.
I have the audiobook right here.
Yeah. Why is Cliff Notes redacted?
Let's see, Cliff Notes.
I'm here. I'm online. I'm looking at it.
Oh, my Lord. That's great.
They used to make money now. Is it free?
Need some wood?
Yeah,
It's free now?
Yes.
Let's see,
that's
a recent...
That's what I said a lot, during...
Let's see if 50... Let's see what comes up when I type in 50.
The Morning Adventures of the Morning Crew on a Tuesday morning.
School year resumes, we have Almost Dr. Jesse.
Almost Dr. Jesse. I like it.
I'm almost bachelor degree Greg. Rich did get a bachelor, and Jay was valedictorian.
I was, yes.
All right, so we got a pretty smart group here.
Look what that brought me.
Were you National Honor Society too?
I was in the Beta Club. Yeah. I guess is what it was called.
I was in the VHS Club. We didn't.
Yeah,
I got the Beta. Governor's Award for High School Leadership. Does that count from the state of Ohio?
I received the presidential leadership.
Well, that's bigger than the governor.
Scholarships. So
I was in Who's
Who. I got a scholarship out at AUM, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was something like that.
I was in Who's Who of America High School Student.
I got that as well.
Then again, everybody was.
I was going to say everybody was.
If you weren't, you were a real burnout.
And I got a dollar off a Happy Meal because I got all A's.
I actually got a letter from the president on mine. I was pretty excited. Official certificate.
Well, that's nice, but I got a telegram from Ronald Reagan.
Look at you being awesome.
Not because I was a good student, because I was a good citizen.
Now, see, look at you being all awesome.
But that's a long story, and we don't have time for that now, do we?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The board said no, but...
No, the board says no, we don't have time for that. But someday when we have time to kill, and believe me... We are the Homicide Time Team on Morning Radio. At 6:15, we have your local news, the William Tell Wake Up. As we move ahead, the timeline coming up with Rich. What's our TV hit about today?
What have we been Googling during the pandemic? Stuff like
what's
cutting
the last
hair,
thing we
baking.
Searched?
I just Googled 50 Shades Cliff Notes. So
that'll be your topic.
Yeah.
Go to page 34. They take their clothes off.
All right. Let's get some news on the radio.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 38th murder of the year. Police say 50-year-old Lee Ziegler was shot and killed Sunday night in the 2200 block of Fairview Avenue. Right now, no arrests have been made. Starting this Saturday, Alabama bars and restaurants will not be able to serve alcohol past 11 p.m. The Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board approved this emergency order Monday to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of cases to over 79,000. Health officials say more than 1,400 people have died. We also know that more than 32,000 people have recovered from the virus. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome, but for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at WindCreekCasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been clean, disinfected, and safe? Our Janneking yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janneking yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JanneKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Janneking, the King of Clean.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Most electrifying story of the morning coming up right now. It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:19.
Break your butt up!
Did coronavirus ruin your vacation plans this year?
Yep, we wanted to relax in Cabo San Lucas, but now we can't go.
Well, turn that frown upside down. Introducing Backyard Vacations.
Backyard Vacations?
We bring the vacation to your backyard.
That sounds great.
Tropical drinks.
Nice.
Sun poisoning.
Wait, what?
A $42 turkey club sandwich.
That doesn't sound right.
You'll be picked up by a taxi driver screaming in a language you don't understand, driving you through a dangerous neighborhood.
Why would we leave the house?
We've even adapted your tap water. Careful, your stomach's not used to it.
Stay away from the faucet, Barbara!
Backyard Vacations. Let yours begin today.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I found this pretty electrifying.
All right.
They're known as the world's most identical twins.
Most identical?
Most identical twins. 34-year-old Anna and Lucy DeSinke. They live in Perth, Australia. They're identical twins. In fact, they were named the world's most identical twins at a festival in Perth. And they take it seriously.
Unlike us.
Right. They refuse to be more than a few feet apart. They dress alike, share a job, have the same plastic surgery, eat exactly the same number of calories, exercise the same amount of time, and then even use the toilet at the same time.
What? Sounds crazy.
But here's where it gets interesting.
How do they do that?
They also share the same boyfriend.
What?
Yes.
Ew. At the same time?
That's
you.
Weird.
He's a 39-year-old guy named Ben Byrne, also Perth. And they say he understands their bond.
When he says, oh, baby, do they say, which one?
Well, it's getting...
Understands their bond. It's like the Clinton, I feel your pain.
This story only gets interestinger.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink. Now, they want him to get both of them pregnant at the same
time. What?
At the same time.
Now, that's physically impossible.
At the same time.
Well, somebody's got to come before the other. I didn't mean it in that sense.
I would dump.
Jake's about to lose it over here.
What? I would.
That's late.
You know what I meant. I wasn't being vulgar.
No, not at all.
And if you took it that way.
What else is on?
Shame on you, valedictorian.
I think the National Honor Society would approve this.
I was just going to say, you just got to be quick about it.
Anyway.
Is it getting warm in here? Where are the flies?
I don't know, but I see three pigs sitting across from me right now just having a fun time.
They're dying across my resume right now.
They're dying across your resume?
Anyway, they decided that, among everything else, they wanted to experience pregnancy together.
Oh, yes.
That's a possibility. Just the whole...
Doing it together.
At the same time.
Well, yeah. One...
Flip a coin on who's...
And first off, isn't that all by chance anyway?
Pretty much.
Yeah, there is. It's pretty much.
Yeah, it is. It's not a given.
It's not like it happens... It's not immediately done.
And Chase is having a real good time with this conversation.
There's some audio with this.
Oh, boy.
The first night we met Ben, we kissed him, both of us. We were like, we really like this guy, and let's see where it can go. We want to experience pregnancy together. We want to do everything in life together. You know, we'll die together. We'll grow old together. We shower together. We wake up together. We go to bed at the same time. We eat together. We're hungry together. Everything is just the same. It could be obsessive, but this is how we want to live our life. And we live as one person.
I can tell you I can't stand that.
Tune in tomorrow when they say, I'm tired of you.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Well, let's see. Let's get a look at these two.
I just did. Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say, whoa, Lord.
Wait a minute. That yeah, man, they don't look similar at all.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Hold the phone.
Well, they are pretty identical.
Yeah, and the guy looks pretty happy.
Well, yeah, I would be too. Look at the four of them. I mean, the three of them there.
Yeah, okay.
They are going to run with this, and they are going to run all the way to the bank with it.
Uh-huh. All day.
So that was pretty electrifying, huh?
Well, yeah, I would say so.
I need to take a shower now.
I thought you took one last night. I thought that's what got rid of the flies.
Mr. Electric can get rid of your electrical problems and solve any challenges you might have. In fact, if you haven't had your home's electrical system looked at recently, the fuse panel, everything else, it's a good idea to have that done every few years just to be sure everything is in good working order. Just call them at 245-1566. When you need an installation, a repair, or perhaps you're interested, we had a little power outage the other night.
When?
Sunday night.
Really?
It just went out for, but you never know. When it goes out, is this a Chinese attack? Are we without power for?
Or how long are you going to be out? Yeah.
Or am I in Portland?
Or you have, I know somebody very well who has a Generac, and yay, that just kicks on and everything is full power.
Seamless.
Yeah. And that's something that Mr. Electric can install for you as well, so you'll never have to worry about losing power. They can do installations, repairs, whatever you need. 245-1566. They do appointments at your convenience, not theirs. They give you an upfront price on whatever work you need done, and that is what you'll pay it. Mr. Electric, 245-1566 or MrElectric.com at 626. Timeline next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're looking good this morning. Got a little congestion both sides of I-85 on Taylor Road. Also, a little busy East Boulevard this morning on both sides of I-85, and from there all the way down to Vaughn Road. A little congestion showing up at 331 and Norman Bridge. Other than that, light to moderate. No issues on the interstates this morning. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Festival Plaza's open for business. Shop Plato's Closet. Stop by ABC Beverage, World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we're in this together, Alabama.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S 3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
Thank you, Dan Black, at 6:30 with the timeline for the 28th day of July. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It says 120th day of the year. I guess that's right. With 156 days left?
No.
That can't be right. It's the 220th day of the year.
It's a typo.
It's a typo, people.
Probably the first of many in this morning's timeline. Oh, this is near and dear to your heart and mine. It's National Milk Chocolate Day. Actually, I thought it was Chocolate Milk Day, but it's Milk Chocolate Day. So, chocolate milk, though, is something that is in my refrigerator. I know it's in your refrigerator at all times. Is that
yes.
right? Yeah. It's National Water Park Day. I become a little child again at a water park. It's been a few years, but I've met...
Go to the one, when I was a big brother, I'd take the kids up to the one in Auburn.
Near Chihuahua. It's not there anymore, I don't think so.
No, I think they closed it.
It's closed.
I think I know why they closed it, too.
But I imagine water parks are not doing as well as they would normally be doing because of the uncertain times that we live in.
These uncertain times.
It's okay to not be okay.
No, it ain't.
On this date, 152 years ago, in 1868, the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guaranteeing due process of law was declared in effect. This is the day, now this is amazing, a major city like the size of Miami, Florida, this is the day it was incorporated in 1896, relatively, you know, recently. Mm-hmm. Montgomery was incorporated in 1819. So we're 201 years old. So we were 77 years before Miami. On this date in 1914, World War I begins as Austria and Hungary declares war on Serbia. That is the craziest war as far as the reason.
Yeah.
Why are we fighting? What is it again? What was the reason we're fighting?
Because somebody knocked off the Archduke Ferdinand.
Well, gosh. On this date in 1943, President Roosevelt announced the end of the coffee rationing. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Try to ration coffee
today. There would be
Let me tell you.
Great proportion.
Greg, you're a big, you're up on this deal. In 1945 on this date, 75 years ago, a U.S. Army bomber crashes into the Empire State Building.
Yes.
14 people killed.
That was a B-25 bomber that took off from Brooklyn, from Miller Army Air Force Base.
Heavy fog.
Got lost in the fog.
Yeah, 79th floor.
Yeah. 79th, 80th floor, Saturday. It was a Saturday. Fortunately, very few people were in the building. One of the engines went right through it and came down out the other side.
Is that right?
And
how wild.
There was one person, Jay may have mentioned this in Random Facts once, a lady was on an elevator, and the elevator got cut, but the brakes saved her. Mm-hmm. And fell all the way down to the first floor.
So survived it, huh?
Yeah. But 13 people were killed. The book is called The Sky is Falling.
On this date in 65, LBJ announced that he's increasing the number of U.S. troops in South Vietnam from 75,000 to 125,000. Now our song of the day, Songs of Summer series, and it's hard to believe this song could possibly be 55 years old this summer. John Sebastian and the Boys, Love and Spoonful. Great song. You believe in magic in a young girl's heart?
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul, but it's like panic.
spoonful. Boy, John Sebastian was a genius from the canyons of Southern California up there in the mountains. 47 years ago in 1973, biggest rock festival in history. No, that wasn't Woodstock. It took place in Watkins Glen, New York. 600,000 people watched the Grateful Dead, the Allman Brothers, and the band. Tickets were $10 each, but after 150,000 tickets were sold, it just became a free concert. It was so huge that a large part of the audience was not even able to see the stage. On the state in 76, one of the worst earthquakes in modern history, between 7.8 and 8.2 on the Richter scale. It just flattens a Chinese industrial city. 242,000 people were killed, making it one of the deadliest in history. On this date in 78, Animal House was released, starring John Belushi. Produced by John Landis. Estimated budget was $3 million. They shot it in Oregon because LSU wouldn't allow it.
Right.
It became a huge multi-million dollar box office hit and part of pop culture. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. 33 years ago, 1987, the Beatles sued Nike and Capitol Records to halt the use of the song Revolution in shoe commercials. In 98, Monica Lewinsky received a promise of blanket immunity from Ken Starr in exchange for testimony about her affair with President Clinton. I'm not going to say that. About the dress coming back from the cleaners. 14 years ago, in 2006, Mel Gibson was arrested for DUI. He had an open bottle of tequila in the car, verbally assaulted the arresting officer, launched into a tirade against the Jews. He pled no contest to drunk driving. Birthdays, Lori Loughlin. Who is she in prison right now? Is 56?
I think she's still in. Oh, really? Did she get out?
Oh, is it 10 days?
I don't know. It was probably a very light sentence, whatever it was.
She's 56 today. Sally Struthers is 73 from Gloria. I don't know the family. Jonathan Edwards, remember a song called Sunshine?
Yes,
Sunshine.
2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yeah, real quickie. And it's an end. And is it fade at the end or end cold?
Cold.
Exactly right. He's 74. Dick Ebersol, a filthy rich TV producer, is 73. Jim Davis is 75. He created Garfield. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis would have had a birthday today, JFK's wife. Labor Day weekend in 38 days. Birthday season begins in 50 days. And Thanksgiving in 121 days. Plus Christmas now just 150 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We were already on probation. Well, at this moment, you're in double secret probation. Remember Dean Wormer?
Absolutely.
High today in the upper 80s, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. Already a few light showers on the radar this morning. The storms will be especially numerous this afternoon and this evening with locally heavy downpours. Tomorrow, more scattered showers and storms, a generous supply. Upper 80s tomorrow, but by late week and into the weekend, the number of storms start to thin out. More of a routine pattern with random storms and highs back to the low to mid 90s. Right now this morning, calm winds, lots of humidity, 75 degrees, 8:38.
So the storms are getting thinner.
Leon's getting larger.
6:38.
Yeah, drink. Okay, we're going to be checking in with our friends at Alabama Rising here in about a minute and a half or so. Let's see how the roads are moving at 6:40.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are looking really good this morning all over the city. We've got lights and moderate traffic on I-65 and 85. No issues on the interstates. The boulevard, light to moderate traffic. The only real congestion we're seeing is on I-85 southbound around Mount Meigs. A little congestion both sides of I-85 on Taylor Road and Highway 331 at Norman Bridge on East South Boulevard. A little bit busy there. Other than that, That's about it. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated right here. Fall classes begin August 14th at Trenum State. Go to trenumstate.edu and follow the links for online new student enrollment and returning student registration. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So you're going to be talking about searches. I'm going to do one live during this segment. I'm going to see if there's something about this that I might learn.
About?
Why am I getting a stabbing pain?
Oh, I see.
Ear?
I got you.
Did you go to the chiropractor?
I did, and I felt great. Mm-hmm. It was the adjustment was an awesome idea, but it didn't stop this. But I felt better everywhere else.
Well, that's good.
Something concerning here.
Yeah? What's that?
Stop blowing.
More flies?
Stop blowing cold air. It's now blowing warm air.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's just what we need.
The 8 o'clock
I was wondering if it was getting a little toasty.
Before you know it, it'll be spitting flies. At 19 before the top of the hour. Among things, a final visit between Kathy Lee and Regis and other stuff that'll be in the cheap and trashy.
And here we go.
Rising.
Here we go.
It is 6:41. Well, who needs school when you've got YouTube? A new survey in England found that 87% of adults now use online tutorials to learn things. And the pandemic has had an effect on the types of videos that we're searching for. This list includes how to use new software, like Zoom, and how to make a face mask, and also how to cut hair. I want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm doing a search right now to solve a mystery. So you guys take Jesse.
We'll take the beginning. Yeah, so I know for one, when we started using Zoom a lot for our co-writes, and I signed up for their pro version, mm-hmm. There's a lot of things on there that I'm like, how do I use this? And like when I'd bring in writers to do mm-hmm. virtual shows, you know, mm-hmm. we're in two separate locations, but we'd go live to Facebook and YouTube. And mm-hmm. it's like, how do you do this? So, yeah, I was definitely taking advantage of YouTube and Google.
I got an answer already.
You already have an answer. Wow. Okay. That was fast.
What does it say? Stabbing pain in your head there.
Is it the correct answer or is it the answer that you want?
I think this is probably the correct answer. And I know it's no big deal, and there's people out there that are suffering from far worse things, okay? It's just really annoying.
How do you pronounce that? Optical?
I'll tell you in a second.
Oh.
I get these stabbing pains, like, right next to my ear. And they just come, and they pulse, they hurt, and they go away.
Right.
So
it says.
I asked, and it says occipital neuralgia. The occipital nerve runs from the top of your spinal cord up your neck to the base of your skull. Irritation of these nerves can cause an intense, severe stabbing pain in the back of your head or the base of your skull, which is where it is.
What's the prognosis?
I have 6 months.
I think, actually, one of your ex-wives has a voodoo doll of you.
There you go.
He's
on that one, I think.
That's good.
I don't know. I don't know that they're... Yeah, the first one probably still angry enough to... Use a voodoo doll.
I know. I don't think any of us tried to cut our hairs, but a lot of people tried to learn how to cut hair during when they couldn't get their hair cut.
I came close. I came close to just before they finally lifted it and you were able to go. But man, if you mess up your hair, even the best hairstylist will tell you
can't fix it, right?
Unless they scalp you back to square one. There's not much.
One of those
do.
CNN guys really butchered his hair. During this
yes, he
pandemic.
Did. Jay!
What are you searching for these days?
Well, I had to search.
Love.
Man.
Wow.
We're being brutal this morning.
Not on YouTube, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, talking about looking for love in all the wrong places.
That's good.
All right, so what?
Jay.
Go ahead. What were you YouTubing?
Yeah, I really can't follow that up with much. I Googled how to use Zoom. I was, mm-hmm. although that was put upon me. It's like figure out how to use Zoom, and then tell everybody else how we use Zoom. So yeah, I had to figure out how to use Zoom so that other people could learn how to use Zoom. For
I've
work
recently
purposes.
started making YouTube videos.
You did. I saw yours. I love them.
How to YouTube things. Oh, thank you.
Your reupholstery thing.
How to YouTube things. And so I'm like, wait a minute. Like, it'll be stuff like, I'm like, well, okay, now I need to upload this video.
You did a fantastic job.
I have to. YouTube, thank you. I really appreciate that.
I have to look.
If I didn't have YouTube to show me how to do those things, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, it's like the chicken or the egg. Which one came first? I'm like, how do I post?
Did you do all that stuff on your YouTube thing?
Tutorials.
Did you do all the editing and everything else that you added to it? Did you do all of that?
Yes.
Wow, you did really great.
Yeah. It took a while because I had to watch YouTube tutorials to figure out what the heck I was doing. So again, it's like.
Now I've only seen the one. Have you done more?
I have another one, yes, but okay. I haven't posted it yet. So.
Okay.
We're going to be patiently awaiting.
I've never heard Jay talk so much in his life.
Well, that makes me happy that I evoke this kind of response.
I think it showed up on her Instagram or something like that. I can't remember where it showed up, and I started watching. I was like, she did really good.
Delia, make sure next time you do
a premiere.
One of
those things that everybody's been started trying to do new things in quarantine and stuff, and, like, that's been the thing, but it's been weird trying to figure out, like, how to, I don't know, I've just been YouTubing how to YouTube.
So I produce a YouTube weather video in the middle of the night every night.
That's right.
Yes, you do.
I do it, except I have occipital neuralgia and I can't.
Okay.
They don't tell you what you have, they don't tell you how to fix it.
Among many, many other issues.
On that note, guys, we've gotten the wrap a couple of times. Hope you guys have a good Tuesday.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
If you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
And she has a YouTube video where she went and found a thrift store find. And then it was in bad shape. And so then she went and got fabric and she reupholstered this footstool thing for a couch or whatever. Wow. Yeah. And she goes through the entire process of doing that, shopping for it and everything else.
It's funny when
really good.
We
cool.
got, my grandmother and I like to reupholster stuff and we like to do a lot of refab projects. And when the first ever living quarter horse trailer that I bought was a 91 Sooner. And we tore out the carpet. It was a magenta carpet in it. Tore out all of the carpet. Tore out all the upholstery on the couch, redid the countertops, put in brand new sink, put in brand new flooring, reupholstered the laundry basket, which was also the step into the neck over bed with a leather, and the chairs and the sofa, reupholstered
That's
all
amazing.
That. And
I'm so...
Sold it back to the dealer for $5,000 more than what we paid for it, so it helped put our down payment on our brand new one that we bought after we got that one.
I feel so inadequate.
Me too. I mean, I feel like I should take a nap now.
Yeah.
After that.
Well, you've got that occipital nerve thing, so we'll let you pass.
As soon as I get over it. Yeah, it tells you what you have, and I believe this is accurate, but what do you do about it?
You know one of the most commonly things searched period of all time?
No, what?
Is medical, you know, medical issues.
Right. And that's really dangerous, too.
Uh-huh.
Because you diagnose
yourself
wrong, usually. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to look this up. We got your Fox News replay.
Well.
Lights turning on and off. We have
flies dropping
dead in the building.
It's the sign of the times, people.
Air conditioner started working again.
Yes, it did. I feel it. Feels good.
Oh, yeah. You're right. How'd you do that? Did you kick it?
See, when the light came on.
I went to YouTube.
I saw the light, and then the air conditioner decided to start working.
Should I walk towards the light, Rich?
No.
Is that right?
No.
All right. Fox News replay, 648 Chief and Oh, and Menthol Meredith with her thought on the coin shortage that's happening these days.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Senate Republican coronavirus relief bill includes another round of direct payments, lower enhanced unemployment benefits, and no new money for state and local governments. It's a third the size of what House Democrats passed weeks ago.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell challenged Democrats to step up.
I hope this strong proposal will occasion a real response.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is blasting the GOP plan.
The Republican plan is weak tea. When our problems need a much stronger brew.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A woman swimming off an island in Maine is killed in what's believed to have been a shark attack.
Marine Patrol says kayakers nearby rushed out and brought her to shore. First responders pronounced her dead on the scene. Marine Patrol is now warning swimmers and boaters to use caution in the area and stay away from schools of fish and seals.
Fox 23 Maine's Kara Bracken. America's listening to Fox News.
And
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, apparently there's a nationwide coin shortage, but I'm about to solve all that. You see, there are two things I got a surplus of. Cartons of menthols and coins. Oh, I got a buttload of coins. Oh, I got a bunch of pennies because whenever I divorced Skeeter, the judge decided he had to give me half of all his money. Oh, he was madder than a wet hornet about it. So he showed up at the courthouse with $221, all in pennies. Oh, and I got a bunch of quarters, because whenever I divorced Radon, he had to give me child support each month, and since he ran illegal slot machines out of the back of a truck stop, each month I'd just get a horse feed bag filled to the brim with quarters that smelled like diesel fuel and corn dogs. Okay, I gotta go. I'm trying to get to the bank early, and I still gotta dig some more holes in the yard to find out where I hid all these dang coins.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, that was a brief Cuban trashy. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Portions pre-recorded.
Yeah. Kathy Lee Gifford and Regis Philbin had one last laugh, and Kathy Lee says she knew it was probably the last time. In an emotional interview on the Today Show yesterday, she said that Regis and his wife visited her 2 weeks ago. Said, I saw Regis get out of the car with joy. I sensed much more fragility than I had seen in him since the last time in January. And when they left, I thought to myself, Lord, is that the last time I'm going to see my friend? Because he was failing. I could tell. But they did spend the entire day sitting on the porch and laughing themselves, quote, sick. At the end of the interview, Kathy Lee was asked what she'll miss most about Regis, and she teared up and said, everything. Everybody liked Regis. Good guy.
He seemed likable.
He worked with some real divas. I mean, in the drama queen sense.
All right.
He may be a diva, but there's...
Was he with Kelly for a little while, Kelly Ripa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For a little while.
Yeah, Kathy Lee was good practice for working with Kelly.
I bet she's a piece of work.
She is.
Nothing like Ellen DeGeneres, though, from what I understand. They're under investigation currently.
Yeah.
An internal investigation by Warner Brothers.
I hope the truth comes out. There's just been too much. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And I'm just tired of somebody getting away with a phony reputation. Time she comes out with that stupid dance. If I came in here walked like that every morning dancing, you guys would have me in a rubber room.
You know, people that big, I love hearing when they're not pretentious.
Right.
I just really enjoy stories like you tell me about people you've had on your show. You know, you've interviewed that were very like who's an example?
You mentioned the song of the day was John Sebastian.
Yeah, do you know John?
In the 80s, John Sebastian was doing acoustical solo tours.
Yeah,
and there was a big nightclub on Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale that brought him in for a show, and I got to work with him for the whole evening. And he couldn't have been more down to earth,
easy going.
Very, very.
He was probably always stoned, too.
I didn't notice if he was or he seemed okay to me.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys, like Papa John Phillips, when I met him, he had already been through the worst of it and was sober and had written a book about getting sober.
Gotcha.
And some of the crazy stuff he did when getting high.
Did he call the book I Was in the Right Place at the Wrong Time? Must have been the wrong time.
That was Dr. John.
Oh, okay. Then it would be really weird if... if he would have sent, never mind. Never mind. I have octubital neuralgia.
Yeah, it's contagious. You're all going to have it before 9.
Yeah, I got a pain starting right now in the back of my head.
But got a pain in the neck.
But the flies are dropping.
Yeah.
Several Miami Marlins baseball players tested positive. What does it mean? Nobody really knows. They're waiting for retests to come back because a lot of these COVID batches, the test kits were positive.
The test kits?
Yeah, I mean, nobody really knows the truth about the numbers, about how many people have actually had it, and it comes in 6 different flavors. But if you want to learn more, HBO is developing a COVID-19 vaccine TV show about the search for the cure.
Which, ironically, did y'all see where they said there might be a vaccine that comes out around October, November?
Well, October,
imagine that.
Yeah, the
I think November 3rd, it'll all disappear quite sporadically and randomly.
I agree. I think a lot of,
Do you ever check out that documentary I mentioned? The New York and the Mafia, the Netflix thing?
No, I haven't had a chance to watch
it. Fear City.
I started 15 minutes into it.
Oh, was it not good?
It's good. It's just really, it was too intense for what I wanted at that moment.
Oh, okay.
I want to be able to enjoy it.
I was going to say, you're probably not in any kind of mood to be, I know.
With this occipital neuralgia, it just sucks.
You had to look over and see what the name of it was again, didn't you?
Yeah, he has it up on the
computer. I saw him look over, so I was like, I'm just feeling like, I got this.
All the kids call it O-N.
O-N, that's what we're going to say.
Mrs. Bitterbuttle, if there's ibuprofen laying around somewhere, please put it on the counter. Here's a good one. White Sox pitcher Michael Kopech, who opted out of playing this season. He just married Riverdale star Vanessa Morgan 6 months ago. Now they're getting divorced, and she's currently pregnant.
6 months ago?
And pregnant.
With his child,
I was going to say, that's the other question, maybe.
But I know this about Michael Kopech. The guy has issues involving alcohol. Mm. And when he first said he was taking the season off, I was suspicious right away. There might have been something else going on, and now I believe there is. Isn't it amazing? And I'm often right on these things, so pay close attention.
And he's with the White Sox?
Yeah.
How do you spell the last name?
K-O-P-E-C-H. The guy throws 100 miles an hour. He's got all the talent in the world, but he's also got alcohol issues and has tried to address those. Anyway,
I'm trying to remember.
Here's something. Guess what the number one selling baseball card in America is?
I heard about this.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you say it, but I heard about it.
It's Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Fauci, yeah.
Yeah. 512 limited edition Topps baseball cards sold.
First pitch.
Actually, it's 2 cards. They've got him throwing the ball, and then the ball is in a separate card because it was so far off home plate.
Nice day.
659. You want some therapy? You want to get away from it all without going too far?
Just a little.
Fitzpatrick Greenhouses offers you that opportunity, plus incredible values on all types of flowers and plants. It's an amazing place. Nice drive out there. 15, 20 minutes.
Just a bit outside, right?
Just a bit outside. Montgomery County, actually, on the other